In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. يظهر إن في ناس كتير ما خدوش بالهم من اختلاف الساعة. كم معلش ربنا يجيبهم بالسلامة إن شاء الله. Because the Great Lent starts on Mondays, so the last day of the week in the Great Lent is Sunday. That's why today we consider it the second Sunday of the Great Lent. And the second Sunday, the Great Lent, actually is the last day of the second week of the Great Lent. And the church calls this Sunday, Sunday of temptation or trial, because our Lord, the incarnate God, who took our flesh to perform the salvation for everyone, when he came down from heaven and was incarnate, he did not only perform the work of salvation, but also he gave us a perfect example to follow his steps. And also he perfected every righteousness. That's why he was born from a woman normally, like everyone, except she conceived him with the Holy Spirit. Why? To be born without the original sin. He did not inherit the original sin. He likened us with everything except the sin. He was sinless, but he was perfect man and perfect God. He is the one nature of the incarnate God. So he was born normally from a virgin woman, and lived normally on earth, did not defend himself or did not use his divinity whatsoever against the people. So he escaped from the face of evil when Herod was planning to kill him. And he lived as a strange almost 4 years in Egypt. And he came back to Nazareth with his official father, but of course not a real father, because he was born of the Virgin from the Holy Spirit, as we said. But he lived with him, submitting and obeying him as a carpenter assistant, until Joseph departed into heavens. And he was waiting until he became 30 years old. And he started his work when he was 30 years old, to be accepted from the Jews as an official prophet. When he came to be a perfect prophet or official prophet, the first thing he did was that he accepted the baptism from John the Baptist, although he did not need for repentance because he was without sin. And when John tried to prevent him from being baptized by him, by John, he said, no, let us perfect every righteousness. Not only that, but also right away after the baptism, the Holy Spirit took him to the wilderness, and he was fasting 40 days and 40 nights, tempted by the devil. And it is something wonderful to think of it. How come that the Creator, the true God, being tempted by one of his creation, who became evil devil, who was Satanael and became devil. But this was also to perform every righteousness. So he put for us a way for us to follow his steps. That's why he was tempted by the devil in the wilderness. And we become, when we come back to the very beginning of the world, we will find that Adam was deceived. Adam and Eve were deceived together by the devil. And in the book of Genesis, chapter 2, we find that they wanted to be like God. When the devil said to them, you will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. And then the woman saw that the tree was good for food and it was pleasant to the eyes. Follow with me, please. They wanted to be like God, knowing good and evil. And the woman saw that the tree is, number one, good for food. Number two, pleasant to the eyes. These are the three tricks that the devil defeated Adam and Eve through. And then came the second Adam to defeat Satan, the devil, in the same three tricks, taking revenge for the sake of the mankind, not only Adam, but all the mankind throughout the generations. That's why when our Lord was fasting in the wilderness, the devil approached him and tempted him with the food, asking him to change the stone into a bread, and the Lord refused. And also, he tempted him to throw himself from the holy places over the wing of the temple, saying that the angels would carry him. So he refused the idea of being like God, although he is the true God. But he was in the wilderness defending all the mankind against the devil. And the third When he said to him, I give you all these countries, all the earth, I give it to you. I am the prince of this world, it said Satan. But the Lord also refused the pleasant of eyes. So, as the first Adam was defeated in the three trials, the second Adam defeated and conquered the same devil in the three trials. He refused to have glory, although he is God incarnate. And he refused to take stone from the dust, because the stone initially was dust, and it became stone. He refused to take the stone from the dust, from the earth, to change it into bread to eat. And he refused to take all the kingdoms of the whole world for just one worship to the devil. These are the three temptations that Satan was concentrating during the 40 days, or between the 40 days, or after the 40 days, because the gospel says after 40 days he became hungry. Our Lord Jesus Christ became hungry. This is the first point. The second point, our Lord Jesus Christ did not use his divinity to defeat Satan. Could he or couldn't? He could. Because simply he cast away many, many, many possessed people. He casted the devil from them by one word. But for himself, he used the word of God. He used the word of God. When Satan asked him to change the stone into bread, he answered him saying, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. It's written here in the Bible. It's written in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6. And the Lord used the word of God, his word, his own word, to defeat Satan, who tried to use words or words from the Bible. When you read in the book of Deuteronomy, you will find that the Lord said to the children of Israel, in chapter 8, so he humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with the manna, which you did not know, or did your fathers know, that he might make you know that the man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. And so, this is a very important question to me. Do I want to have the stone from earth to be bread to eat of, or to have the manna from heavens as the food of angels for me to eat You can choose. You have the choice. You have the choice. Either to drown yourself in the dust, to take from the hands of Satan stone to be your bread, or to have the bread of life coming from heavens to give you the eternal life and to give you the true saturation for your body and your soul. The second chapter, the second trial was that he, as St. Matthew said, he took him. When I read this, I was surprised. How come that Satan took Jesus? As if Jesus was a very normal man, he left himself to Satan to take him where? Took him up the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. It's written that he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up. And again the Lord answered him from the holy city, saying, it is written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. If you want to come back to the reference to this verse, you will find it in the book of Isaiah, chapter 7. When Isaiah took Ahaz and said to him, the Lord asks you to ask him. Ask. Deepen your supplication from the Lord. And then Ahaz said to him, I cannot tempt the Lord. And then came the verse about the incarnation of our Lord from a virgin in the book of Isaiah chapter 7. And here again I ask myself, how many times do I tempt or try to tempt the Lord? When I am in the holy city, when I am in the holy place, when I am in the house of God, do I throw myself down to the dust again? Is it appropriate that the people of God who lives in the holy city, or now in the New Testament, it is appropriate that the people of God, whose the Lord makes his holy city in their hearts, throw themselves to the dust to take from the sins of the world? Is it good? Is it wise? No, it shouldn't. At the end, the third temptation was to the eyes, to the eyes, to the possessions of this world. And again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain. The mountain, very high. Imagine yourself, you are flying in a plane, and then the plane is descending, landing, and after it passes the clouds, you start to see the whole land. This is what the devil did with Jesus. He took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. He showed him the glory of the world, the glory of the world, and said to him, just 1 second to worship me and take all that. And again the Lord came back to chapter 6 from the book of Deuteronomy and said to him, it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. And again, the third and the last question. What do I do? Do I obey Satan sometimes for a while, thinking that I can gain the possessions of the world, and can ask myself, what is the price? The price is very, very precious. The price is my life. When I worship him once, I will be slave to him. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ said, whoever commits the sin becomes a slave of the sin. Conclusion. That the Bible in the Old Testament put an image to this great event. And those who were blessed by coming on Friday to attend the liturgy, they heard the prophecy in the morning raising of incense from the First Kings about the fight between David and Goliath. And this fight was an image between our Lord Jesus Christ and the devil. Goliath was provoking and blaspheming on the Lord of Israel, asking all the army of Israel to choose one to fight against him. And in the New Testament, the Lord chose his only begotten son to come down and to go to the real Goliath, to the devil, and to conquer him, to defeat him. What happened after that? Did the word set out? Did the Lord finish? No. The fight finished between Goliath and the Palestinians from a side and David and the army of Israel from another side? No. If you read the end of the story, you will find that after David killed Goliath, the army of Israel started to attack the army of Palestinians. This is what happens nowadays. After the Lord conquered the devil, we are the army of the Lord. We also conquer through the power of the Lord, the power of the devil. That's why we have to struggle. Don't say, the Lord defeated Satan and that is enough. No, it is not enough. He defeated Satan for you, and you must follow him as the army of Israel followed David, fighting, conquering the army of the Palestinians and taking all their belongings. That's why we have to struggle. That's why we have to strive. That's why we have to defeat Satan. That's why we have to refuse the sinful life and choose the righteous, following the steps of our Lord Jesus Christ. النهارده الحد الثاني من الصوم الكبير ويوم الحد هو آخر يوم في الأسبوع، عشان إحنا بنبتدي الصيام يوم الاثنين، فمن الاثنين للحد آخر يوم في الأسبوع يبقى الحد. فالأسبوع الأول ينتهي في الحد الأول، الأسبوع الثاني ينتهي في الحد الثاني، الأسبوع الثالث ينتهي في الحد الثالث. فالنهاردة نهاية الأسبوع الثاني، في الأسبوع الثاني التجربة، والتجربة معناها أن الرب يسوع المسيح هزم عدو الخير لحسابنا. وبالرغم من أن المسيح تجسد لأجل خلاص البشرية، تجسد مينلي عشان يصلب على الصليب ويقدم دمه عشان يغفر خطايا البشرية كلها، لكن في حياته على الأرض عمل كل الإنسان كان مفروض يعمله وكان ضعيف فيه، عمله ربنا بقوة. تولد من العذراء بدون زرع بشر، عاش فقير، راح إلى مصر وهربان من هيرودس زي ما يكون ضعيف، قعد سنين طويلة صبي نجار لأبوه الأوفيشال يوسف النجار، عاش يخدم أمه لغاية ما بقى 30 سنة. بدأ خدمته بأنه قبل معمودية التوبة مع أنه بلا خطية، وقال ينبغي أن نكمل كل بر، وطلع على الجبل يقول الروح القدس قاده إلى البرية ليجرب من إبليس. وزي ما قلنا لما نرجع لتكوين اثنين هنلاقي أن آدم وحواء وقعوا في ثلاث حاجات. أول حاجة حبوا يبقوا زي ربنا ياخدوا مجد، تاني حاجة لقوا الشجرة شهية للأكل وبهجة للعيون، ثلاث حاجات هم دول الثلاث حاجات اللي الشيطان ما عندوش غيرهم. خد بالك الشيطان ما عندوش غير الثلاثة دول، اوعى تهيألك انه قوي وجبار، لا ما عندوش غير دول. شهوة الجسد قال عليهم قديس يوحنا في رسالته، شهوة الجسد، شهوة العيون، تعظم المعيشة. يعني تعظم المعيشة يعني الكبرية، يعني كبرية والمجد الباطل. شهوة الجسد المسيح قهرها في البرية، داله حجرة قال له خليها خبز، قال له ليس بالخبز وحده يحيى الإنسان، ده أنا زمان اديت شعبي المن من السماء. أخد من إيدك أنت حجرة عشان تبقى خبزة؟ طب وأنا أعمل إيه بقى؟ طب المسيح قال كده، طب وأنا أعمل إيه؟ أقول له أنا دلوقتي باخد الخبز من السماء، أخد جسد المسيح ودمه، أخد من إيدك، أخد من إيدك زلطة عشان أكل بيها، أخد من إيدك شهوة أرضية ترابية بعد ما باكل جسد المسيح ودمه النازل من السماء. أدي معنى التجربة الأولى. التجربة الثانية خدوا على جناح الهيكل قال له ارمي نفسك، مكتوب الملائكة هتشيلك لألا تعثر بحجر رجلك، قال له لا لا تجرب الرب. وخد زي ما قلنا من أشعياء 7 اللي أشعياء قال للأحاز اطلب من الرب، عمق الطلب بالطول والعرض وفوق وتحت، قال له لا اجرب الرب، قال له كتير عليك يا أخي اطلب، ها إن السيد يعطيكم نفسه آية، هل عذراء تحبل وتلد ابنا وتدعو اسمه عمانوئيل. هنا تجربة موجهة لنفسك، موجهة للمجد الباطل. أنت في الأماكن المقدسة، أنت في بيت ربنا، ما تنزلش نفسك، ما تحقرش نفسك. ما ينفعش ان ابن الملك يلعب مع اولاد الشوارع في التراب، ما ينفعش. انت ابن الملك، وابن الملك في الاماكن المقدسه في كنيسه ربنا. عشان كده الاب مشنود رئيس المتوحدين له عزه رهيبه، يقول ايصح يا اخوتي ان نخطئ في الاماكن المقدسه؟ ينفع تبقى في الكنيسه وتشتم وتحلف وتكذب وتفتري وتشهر بالناس وتكره؟ ينفع؟ ما ينفعش. اهو ده بالظبط كانك بتنزل من على جناح الهيك. ربنا مش عايزنا نعمل كده، اوعى تتفه نفسك ولا تنزل نفسك. انت غني، انت ابن الملك، انت بتاكل جسده ودمه طعام الملائكه، وانت قاعد على جناح الهيكل موجود وسط الملائكة والقديسين، لا أكتر من كده، روح الله القدوس ساكن فيك وعمل من قلبك كنيسة مقدسة. آخر حاجة الثالثة، أنه خده على جبل عالي قال له اسجد لي سجدة واحدة، وصاد السجدة دي خد العالم، سيبك من الصليب، أنت مش نازل عشان تاخد العالم، ديتهولك بس اسجد لي ده سجدة واحدة. قال له للرب إلهك تسجد وإياه وحده تعبد. تثنية 6. عشان كده أحبائي إحنا ما نفرطش في خلاصنا، ويضحك علينا إبليس بنظرة وحشة، بفكرة بطالة، بأغنية بذيئة، بنكتة جنسية، بشفطة خمرة ملهاش لازمة، بشوية دراجز يفوق، بنبيع ساعات، بنبيع حاجة صغيرة بسيطة، يعني ما تدقش، ما تحبكش قوي كده. هو قال له اسجد لي لحظة، ده مش قال له اسجد لي على طول خد الملك خد الأرض، قال له اسجد لي سجدة، سجدة خد العالم قصادها. شوف أنا بسجد كم مرة بقى. المسيح قال له للرب إلهك تسجد يا وحده تعبد. الإيمج الجميلة اللي في العهد القديم كانت الحرب بين داود وجوليات، وداود وجوليات، داود هزم جوليات باسم رب الجنود بزلطة برضه، بس الزلطة جت في قورة الشيطان، قورة جوليات، رمته على الأرض وقطع رقبته. حصل إيه بعد كده؟ الجيش قال هي وكسبنا؟ لا، جيش اندفع وراء جيش الفلسطيني، اندفع وراء الشياطين، اندفع وراءهم، ما تخافش منهم. لو جالك فكر وحش قول له اجحدك أيها الشيطان، كل أعمالك النجسة، كل جنودك الشريرة، كل قوتك، كل عبادتك المرزولة، قول له كده، أنت تقدر. قول مع بولس الرسول أستطيع كل شيء في المسيح يسوع الذي يقويني. هزيمة ربنا للشيطان، لما هزم الشيطان مش معنى كده إن خلاص الحكاية خلصت، بقينا مخلصين، خلصنا على الصليب، لكن يلزمنا إن احنا نبقى زي جيش بني إسرائيل، نندفع وراء داود الجديد، ابن داود ربنا يسوع المسيح، لنهزم إبليس وكل قواته. ربنا المجد الدائم إلى الأبد، أمين.